J.L. Callahan, the storyteller, is with us in this holiday special. And you have a story about Mary. Now, as I understand it, she's an imaginative, really highly creative girl, and she uses that creativity to make sense of the world that grown-ups present to her.
Yes, and these stories, Steve, were made up when my daughter was 7 and 8 and 9. If my son was asleep, she would get Mary's stories. If she was asleep, my son would get Willie's stories. And I think that the stories try to reflect my daughter's own playfulness and imagination and making sense of the world when you're 7 and 8 and 9. Whenever there was an event like New Year's Eve or some special holiday, she would want a merry story about that. And that's how this story came around.
Oh, well, so since New Year's Eve is coming, Jay, well, tell us how Mary figured in how to ring in the new year.
Mary was 8 years old. She lived in New York City. She loved the color red. Her uncles and aunts would give her a red belt, red socks, red hat. Her mother designed dresses. Her mother would show Mary a design, and she'd say, "I know, Mary, it's good, but not enough. Red, is that right?" "Yes." Mary was the only one on the bus who hoped the bus would have to stop for a red light. Her mother said a few days before New Year's, "Mary, why don't you stay up till midnight, toast the new year in with your father and I?" "Oh, no, no, I'm going to a party." "You are?" "Yes, I'm the guest of honor." Nothing more was said. On New Year's Eve, Mary dressed up in her red dress, black bow, black belt. She had supper with her parents. It was almost 9 o'clock, and her mother said, "Only 3 more hours. "Oh, no, I have to go. Good night." Kissed her parents good night, ran down the hall, opened the door, stepped into a room, put on the light, and the guest said, "Welcome, Mary." Mary went right to her table, and she turned the clock ahead almost 3 hours so that it looked like 2 minutes to midnight. Then she looked down at the guests, 60 guests, all made of toothpicks in little clay bases. 30 of the guests had black crepe paper. They were the men dancers. 30 of the guests had red crepe paper. They were the women dancers. Then she got the fan, turned it on, and the fan rotated back and forth so the dancers leaned back, shh, and sprang forward, shh, 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 and back to the table to put the needle on the old-fashioned record her grandmother had given her with the New Year's music. "Hurry, Mary," the guest said. "Hurry, Mary." She ran over to the corner where she had a dollhouse, and she had a tiny glass with just one drop of cherry soda. She lifted the glass and she said, "Happy New Year. You're the best, Mary." "Oh, no. Yes, you're the best, I suppose." The real New Year's came, and her parents came down to check on Mary, opened the door. The light was on. Mary was sound asleep on the bed with her red dress. The fan was going and the dances, shh, shh, going back and forth. And the needle was on the end of the record going tick, 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 tick. Her father took the needle off, shut the Victrola off, and her mother covered Mary. The two of them toasted their daughter. Then they left. They had turned the light out, but they left the fan on so the dancers could dance the New Year in. Shh, 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 shh.
Well, Mary has a great world, doesn't she?
She does. Imagination can do anything.
So she understands what's important about the New Year, and then I guess a few weeks later, she is challenged by another tradition. This time, it's the Super Bowl.
Yes.